following is another Class Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Bounce pass on that left side. Shot's no good. Tipped out of there. Schreiner comes up with it. Gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass. Way up. Going to be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
Today, it's live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Williams, they lob it to Burr, no backside help, the layup is there. Crane Burr with a good catch and score, 5 1/4, 14 in the game.
Some of the area's best high school basketball teams are paired against the state's best in today's 7th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. All the excitement is coming up next, but first to do your Texas pregame show, we'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. One of the marquee matchups, game number 7, as Norfolk will come in and take on the Kearney High Bearcats. Norfolk comes in 17-2 on the season. Kearney High now 9-12, but they've been playing very, very good basketball since the Christmas break. They have not been not blown out in any game. They had a couple of 1-point loss and a 2-point loss. Other than that, they have run the table in the last 10 games. So they are playing very, very good basketball here down the stretch. And so Norfolk is certainly going to have their hands full here in Kearney. We talked a little bit yesterday with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach for the Bearcats. Why would you want to give up this game when you could play Norfolk at home? Well, it's just an opportunity to play in a neat arena to kind of make it into more of an event and create a lot of memories for these young men out here. So they've made that decision, and it was an easy one because you know how loud Kearney High can be, but they feel that they're going to travel pretty well, and this will be a great environment for these young men playing here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. And we anticipate a great game in this one. Of course, the game that people have circled on the calendar will be coming up here in just a little bit, Denver East taking on Omaha Central. But this promises to be a very entertaining game, as well as Kearney has been playing down the stretch, and we'll see whether or not they can continue to do that as Norfolk, as we mentioned, coming in now 18-2 on the season. So we anticipate a great matchup here as we'll continue with a New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to step away for just a little bit when we come back to starters for the Panthers and the Bearcats. Here from the Heartland Hoops Classic. Coming up next right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 3/4 ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. Norfolk and Kearney High about to hit the court. Norfolk will be the visiting team, and let's give you their starting lineup. Beginning with Brandon Villapando, a 6-foot-tall sophomore. He'll start with Stephen Medell, 5'10", and a senior. Tyler Hagedorn, junior, he is 6'8". Tyler Reedy is a 6'3 senior, and Logan Strom, only a freshman, but he is 6'5 and a pretty good shooter on the outside. Strom, starts as a freshman for head coach Ben Reese. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats and their head coach Scott Steinbrook, it is the usual suspects. Damian Austin, a 5'8 senior, averaging 15 points per ball game. Peyton Pocock, a 6'1 junior, he's averaging 6.6 points a contest. David Erickson is a 6-foot-tall senior. He's averaging 5 points a game. Dakota Schreiner, 5'11 and a senior, averaging 8.5 points. And Brian Arp, a 6'3 junior, has really elevated his game during this hot streak for the Bearcats. He has now got his scoring average up to about 7.6 points per ball game and over 5 rebounds a contest, and really a strong presence on the inside. And certainly going to be needed here for Kearney High and head coach Scott Steinbrook. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. You can tell that there's a little bit different attitude about this game because, in part, they're announcing all the players for both teams here, whereas the first 6 games of the day, we only announced the starters. This is going to be a atmosphere very reminiscent of playing at the Devaney Center in the Class A state playoffs, and what you'll be able to see coming up this March at the Pinnacle Bank Arena as well, kind of really creating that kind of atmosphere here.
Yeah, and both teams, there's just a different vibe. A couple of Class A schools here, Randy. A matchup that's intrigued me. Norfolk, if you just look at the record, would be the odds on our favorite. But I think, like you said, since the Christmas break around that North Platte game, Kearney High has been playing very, very well. This atmosphere is getting good. The crowd starting to file in, maybe getting a little bit antsy for the Denver East game. But this game ain't going to be no pushover easy. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take a 30-second break here. We'll be back with a tip between the Panthers and the Bearcats when we wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back here, Kearney High. This game originally was scheduled at Kearney High. In fact, the Norfolk girls were in Kearney today to take on the Lady Bearcats, and they played the JV game earlier today. Norfolk and Kearney Catholic and Kearney High as well on top of the hill. So Kearney will be the home team because this was originally scheduled at their court. And apparently, I guess geography says that they're a little bit closer. So Norfolk will be in their road maroon uniforms. And the opening tip is in the air. Norfolk is able to control the tip, and they'll bring in the offensive zone. On the right wing with the basketball is going to be Reedy. Reedy passes, nearly goes over and back. And it's going to be saved there very nicely by Hagedorn. Hagedorn works it on the baseline. Strom will spin, and Arp is going to be called for the foul on that spin with a little bit of a reach. So Brian Arp with his first foul of the ball game. Strom was going up with it. And you know what? He does not look like a freshman. He is not built like a freshman at 6'5". And I think he already needs a shave from earlier today. So his free throw back the iron and no good. So we're still looking for our first points of the ball game. This is the first offensive trip for Norfolk. And the free throw back the iron and no good. Hit the same spot twice. This one is rebounded out of there by Dakota Schreiner. And Schreiner will kick it up ahead. Erickson in transition will pull up for a 12-foot jumper and score. David Erickson in transition gets the bucket, and Kearney High has a 2-0 lead. Lily Opondo will work it off the top of the circle. Damian Austin staying right with him as they're going man-to-man right now. On the baseline, Strom working against Arp. Strom, turnaround jumper, no good. Arp pulls down the rebound. Outlets to Damian Austin. Bearcats on the run. They'll get it to Erickson on the right side. Back out for Damian Austin, who will penetrate on the baseline, kick into the corner. Three-pointer for Pocock, no good. And rebounding out of there for the Panthers is going to be Hagedorn. And now we're going to have a walk as Damian Austin stepped in front of Stephen Middell, and he's going to be called for the walk there. And nice defensive play for Damian Austin to force the turnover by Norfolk. Cats lead it early, 2-0, only a minute into the game. And Schreiner gets it at the elbow. We'll kick it right back out here for Damian Austin. He stops on the baseline, tries to get it for Arp. Arp gets on the ground and covers it up, but it's going to be held basketball, and it will be Bearcat ball. Norfolk controlled the opening tip, so the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High. And Erickson will toss it in on the offensive end. And they'll hand it off to Damian Austin. Austin working against a little pressure over there. Gives it off on the left wing. Baseline jumper no good here for Erickson. And snagging the defensive rebound is going to be strong. So Norfolk still looking for their first points, working around the perimeter. Off of a screen, Villapando will help work it back around the perimeter. They enter it in the lane, as they've done on every possession. Strom puts up the shot, no good. And David Erickson will pull down the rebound. Kearney High very quickly getting in the offensive zone. They give it to Pocock, who gives it for Damian Austin. Austin keeps that pivot foot, works it around, gives it for Erickson. Erickson falls down on the dribble, and Norfolk comes up with a loose ball. Villapando is going to slow it down a little bit. Give it out for Hagedorn. Hagedorn drives the baseline. Reverse layup up and good. Those are the first points of the ball game. And every shot taken so far for Norfolk has been inside the paint. And they finally get one to fall. Damian Austin works it inside for Arp. Arp backing in. Takes it high. And it is no good. And snagging the rebound is going to be Hagedorn. Hagedorn on the dribble. The 6'8 junior is going to be blocked on his way to the basket by Pocock. And that'll be his first foul. Second team foul against Kearney High. Tied at 2, 5:40 to go, quarter number one. And inbounded on the baseline here for Reedy. Reedy will work it back around Hagedorn. 6'8 shooting guard has had a good Hagedorn. Entry pass down low, reverse layup by Strom, no good. And he gets his own rebound. He'll shoot, score, and is fouled. He's able to snag that rebound, go right back up with it. Hit on the arm. And I did not see who they gave the foul to. Pocock's last foul is the one that's up there. They're going to give him that foul as well. That'll be his second foul. So Pocock in a little bit of early foul trouble. He's going to come out of the ball game. And Birchall will check in for him. So Brian Birchall into the game. And trying to finish the three-point play is Strom. Back of the iron, no good. Birchall got his hands on the ball but couldn't reel it in. It's going to be an offensive rebound by Reedy. Reedy kicks into the corner. Three-pointer, no good for Hagedorn, but an offensive tip in there by Logan Strom. So Strom with the tip in, and six straight points here for Norfolk, and they lead it now 6-2. Damian Austin looking for some points here.
Norfolk running their offense through Strom early on here, Randy.
And Damian Austin drives in. That left-handed layup does not draw any ire, and Hagedorn comes up with it. They'll kick it out here for Villapando, and then they give it on for Strom. Now on the baseline, he stepped on the sideline. He driving the baseline, but stepped on the sideline was Tyler Hagedorn, and so Norfolk turns it over. And the Bearcats not letting any moss grow under their feet offensively. They very quickly, when they get possession of the ball, want to get set up before the taller Norfolk team can get down low. Brian Arp has it in lane, and he'll make a nice little post move as he floats it up and in. So that'll stop a 6-0 run here for Norfolk and make our score 6-4. Panthers still have the lead. And driving and just stepping through there with those long legs is Tyler Hagedorn, and he's able to drive through there and make the bucket. Damian Austin answering back with those quick feet, and he'll get hit on the body, and now we'll head to the line as he drew that contact.
Norfolk just so tall and athletic, Randy. They can just use their length and get to the hoop quickly. Austin tried to get to the hoop there for Kearney High. Draws the foul, though.
Cats' tallest player, 6'3", and they start 6'8", 6'3", and 6'5". Free throw a little bit short here for Damian Austin, who will be playing two collegiate sports at Hastings College starting next year. A whale of a soccer player, pretty good basketball player as well. His free throw no good. Score remains 8-4. Norfolk with a 4-point lead. Austin's second free throw up. Barely moves the twine as it goes through. So Norfolk leads it 8-5. And the ball's going to be knocked loose by Erickson. Erickson comes up with a steal. He'll drive in, take it off glass, and score. David Erickson with a nice little tip to himself up court and was able to in traffic, take it high off the glass for the bucket. Entry pass down low. Arp is there defensively. It's going to be kicked out here for Lane McCollum. McCollum's jumper is no good. Damian Austin comes up with a rebound. Austin's going to drive. He's going to float. It's not quite over the top of the rim. And Corey Reistman will pull down the rebound for Norfolk. Reistman now will post up as they work around the perimeter. Villiapondo had it momentarily. Now he gets it back. He'll kick left wing here for Hagedorn. Hagedorn had it knocked loose by Damian Austin. And Burchill comes up with it. Burchill's going to lead the break. Give it for Austin. Austin takes it off glass. And Carney back on top, 9-8. Nice little flurry here for the Bearcats. They trailed by 6 points, and then they've run off a nice little run here. Three-pointer top of the key is no good for Hagedorn. Art pulls down the rebound, and Burchill now, this is about as slow as Carney's made the ball up court since we started the basketball game. He'll give it for Damian Austin on that left side. He's going to pull up for a 12-foot jumper, no good. And there's nothing but maroon jerseys there as they really screened off the Bearcats. And Villiapondo is the one that comes up with the rebound. He throws it no look up the middle. And they're going to say it was last touched by Arp. No question it touched Arp, but I thought it might have gone off the shoulder of Reistman and out of bounds. In any event, it is off the big man for Kearney High, Brian Arp. And he'll come out of the game. In for him will be Brady Johnson. And Norfolk now will inbound underneath their own baseline. They'll toss it in around the perimeter. Lane McCollum. We'll give it, and flying and scooping is Strom. Strom missed the shot. But Corey Reistman is there for the tip back here for Norfolk, and he is 6'4", so that's a little bit more size here for Norfolk. On that right side, jumper no good for Burchill. Good look, wouldn't fall, and Norfolk snags the bound. Stephen Medal, after snagging that rebound, brings it up court. Again, they work it on the baseline here for Reistman, and Reistman has the ball deflected away from him by Burchill, and it goes out of bounds. Hit the glass and goes out of bounds, so it's off of Burchill.
Nice job there by Burchill, just getting in the passing lanes, denying the Norfolk Panthers from getting their offense going. So Burchill didn't get a turnover there, but nice job getting in the passing lanes.
Sophomore Austin Mishu checks in here for Kearney High. Villiapondo will work it around the perimeter. They give it top of the circle here. Stephen Medal, shots no good. Three Bearcats battle for the rebound, and almost ripped out of the hands of Damian Austin, but Austin comes up with the bound and he'll bounce pass it through Johnson. Johnson will lay it up and in. Damian Austin, nice little drive and just bounced it without even looking over at Brady Johnson. Then Johnson takes it off the glass. Kearney up by a point. Now a little penetration here for Norfolk, and we're going to have a hold called on Kearney High. That'll be on Brady Johnson. That's his first. So Norfolk will inbound it. Kearney High really kind of packing the middle, and they still come up with the pass in the lane here for Strom. Strom will kick it back around the perimeter. Driving here is McCollum. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Brady Johnson, so the Bearcats withstand the storm, and they bring it up in the hands of Burchill. Burchill's pass through the lane is knocked out of bounds by Corey Reistman. So Cats will inbound underneath their own basket.
Yeah, both teams just... I don't know if it's the rims or what, but the balls just don't seem to be falling in right now. Kearney High does have a one-point lead.
Pace has been a lot of fun, though. Bearcats leading at 11-10 with it is number 11, Damian Austin. And he works off of your little screen. Thought about the three. He'll pass it off for Mishu. And Mishu and Schreiner will kick it out for Damian Austin. Austin's three will not fall. Nice look at it. And it's rebounded out of there by Stephen Medal for Norfolk. On the bounce is going to be McCollum. McCollum still working against some pressure. Gives it now to Villiapondo. Villiapondo, nice drive. Rattles in and out, no good. Johnson will get the rebound for the Bearcats. And here comes Kearney High. Damian Austin spins, keeps that dribble going, kicks it out for Johnson. Johnson's covered. He'll shoot that three from time to time on that trail position. Now the pass into Johnson. It went off of his hands, but finds a cutter. That's Schreiner. Schreiner with that left-hand layup, no good. Nice pass by Johnson, but Schreiner just couldn't hit the shot. Those two were on the same page on that possession, no question. Strom has it on that right side, working against Mishu. Mishu deflected it a little bit. It's tipped out into the hands of Villiapondo, and he's going to stroke in the three here for Norfolk. That'll give the Panthers now a two-point lead, 13-11. And now Kearney will take the air out of the ball. Slowly across the 10-second line will be Damian Austin. And Austin will just keep that dribble going, will milk the clock, and Kearney High will try for the last shot here. Now, a little bit of token pressure being put on here by McCollum, but Damian Austin's able to back out. Now with 10 seconds left, we're going to get started. Austin will drive, will float, and he'll rattle it in. never hit any iron. With the basketball is Villalpando. He's going to fire a half-court shot that's deflected by Mishu. So we'll give Mishu a block there as that three-pointer is off the mark. And we are tied at 13 as we head to the second quarter here at the Heartland Hoops Classic when we come back right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Well, very entertaining first quarter here and a well-played game between Norfolk and Kearney High. Kearney High, of course, playing some very solid basketball down the stretch here as they've been in every game since the Christmas break, and only a two-point loss at home. A two-point loss at home and a one-point loss at Creighton Prep. Otherwise, they will have run the table here in 2014. And welcome back here to coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic, brought to you by Home Federal Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC. Panthers have it to start the second quarter. Villalpando is on the bounce. Kearney High going man-to-man right now. They enter it down low, as they've done almost every possession. And Strom now will kick it out. Then we'll see if they get it into Strom again, and they do. Arp is right there. Strom hooks him, spins around, and will make the shot. That's pretty solid for a freshman, Logan Strom, at 6'5". As he was able to hook around and get the shot. Here's a trail three coming up here for Schreiner. No good. Fighting for the rebound and getting it is Erickson. Erickson now will skip it out for Damian Austin. Austin, a long deuce on that right side, a little bit too strong. And again, an offensive rebound by Erickson. And Erickson will give it right back out for Damian Austin. And now they're going to slow down the offense. With it is Schreiner now. Schreiner's used up his dribble. And they'll work at top of the circle. Pocock has it. Pocock, a couple of fouls in that first quarter, so a little bit of foul trouble. In the lane is Arp, and Arp is going to be tripped. Well, he got his feet caught up, and it wasn't an intentional trip, so it's not a foul. So sometimes with the body contact, if the guy falls down, they'll call it, but it wasn't truly a foul. So an unfortunate break here for Kearney High.
Really could have went any other way, I think, there.
Yeah. Hagedorn comes off a little screen, drives through the lane. He's able to lay it up and in. Norfolk with the first 4 points of the second quarter. They lead it 17-14. Damian Austin on the bounce. Gives it left side for Schreiner. Schreiner thought about shooting that three, but a little bit further than he wanted to do. Well behind the arc. And now he'll give it off for Damian Austin. Austin with the bounce being picked up there by McCollum. And now he takes it all the way to the baseline. Still moving. Still trying to find a little seam. He'll kick it out to Pocock, who gives it back to Damian Austin on that baseline. And he'll give it between the circles here for David Erickson. Erickson inside for Arp. Arp looking for a cutter, and he'll kick it top of the free throw line for Damian Austin. That jumper won't fall. And it's Strom who comes up with the rebound here for the Panthers. Villalpando took a little extra bunny hop with it. Yeah, he did, tried to do a jump stop, but a kind of a jump stop. So turnover here on the Panthers.
Two turnovers apiece for the Bearcats and the Panthers right now. Damian Austin leading the way for the Bearcats with five, and Hagedorn and Strom with six apiece for the Panthers.
You know, for only two turnovers for each of these two teams at the pace this game's being played, that's pretty good basketball management. Schreiner's going to enter it in for Arp. Arp about 7 feet away in the lane, puts up a little bunny hook. It's no good. Hagedorn snags the rebound, so here comes the Panthers. And they'll give it to McCollum. McCollum will fire a long three. No good. Offensive rebound. Now being tipped around on a set, another rebound. And that time going over the back is Strom. Reedy had a tip in there, but Strom also with the tip, but he went over the back. And Arp had pretty good rebounding position, so that's the reason why Strom has called for his first personal foul. So he's got one foul to go with his 4 points, and Norfolk leads by four, 17-13. Damian Austin on the dribble. Gives it at the elbow for Schreiner. Back to Schreiner. He was open momentarily for the three, but Norfolk had seen that play before. They were ready for it. Lob pass inside down for Arp. Arp has his shot blocked into the hands of Schreiner. And now the drive, that was deflected by Norfolk. Arp comes up with a rebound, the tip, and the rebound is pulled down by Hagedorn, and Hagedorn threw a little bit of an elbow that caught Erickson, but Erickson is going to be called for the foul before the elbow. You almost could have called the double foul there. It appeared to me that he gave that elbow. It wasn't real vehement, but I thought it was enough for a foul. With the bounce, here is Reedy. Reedy gives it on the baseline. Penetration here by McCallum. And McCallum hits the shot, and we got a timeout for Kearney High. Six straight points here for Norfolk. Kearney has yet to score here in the second quarter. They trail it 19-13 this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take timeout with them. We're back right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Time out, because the momentum right now is with the Panthers. They've scored all 6 points in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter here. They have yet to score, has Kearney High, and they'll see if they can get something going here offensively as they bring the basketball into the hands of Damian Austin. Austin will give it to Schreiner on that left side. Johnson checked in a little bit ago. He gets it on the baseline. Off of a screen, they give it to Schreiner. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Well, that's exactly what Kearney High had drawn up. And that will cut that lead in half. It's now 16-19. Norfolk leading by three. They've got the basketball. Top of the circle. A little penetration here by McCollum. McCollum now is going to kick on that right wing. Three-pointer no good for Strom. And we've got a foul on the rebound. Coming down with the bound was Hagedorn. And Schreiner going to be called for the foul, I believe. Yep, it's going to be the first one on Schreiner. And Norfolk making a flurry of substitutions here. Villiapondo checks back into the game for the first time. Gunnar Pulberth is checking in as well. On the baseline, Hagedorn. Hagedorn now going to hand the ball off to Pulberth. Villiapondo passes it into the lane here for Reedy. Reedy kicks into the corner. Three-pointer no good for Hagedorn. Long rebound, dribbled out of there. On the run is David Erickson after the bound. Nice jump stop. He'll take it off glass and score. Had he gone right in, I think that would have been blocked. But with that jump stop, the defender was out of position, and Erickson is able to lay it up and in. 19-18.
6 points now for Erickson.
Little runner in the lane here for Taylor Reedy, and Reedy answers right back. Long outlet pass here for Kearney High. Pocock's going to lay it up and in. A 60-foot assist by Damian Austin as he was able to hit Pocock in stride, and he was able to lay it up and in. Hagedorn's going to drive. And they're going to call a hand check foul as Damian Austin was bowled over. They're going to call a foul here on Kearney High. And that'll be now seven fouls against the Bearcats. Two have been whistled against Norfolk here so far in the basketball game. And Tyler Hagedorn, 6'8", shooting guard, catching his breath. He's got his toe on that spot. He knows he's got his routine. He's already in his routine before he even had the ball in his hands, shooting free throws. He's a pretty good free throw shooter, and he shows it here as he hits the front end of the 1-1. 22-20. Norfolk with a two-point lead.
Hagedorn with seven so far tonight. You're going to try and get his eighth one here at the line. He's also got five rebounds.
Yeah, he's done a little bit of everything. He's a pretty good player last year. Missed that second free throw, but it's tipped out, and Norfolk is able to get it. It's actually Fulbarth, who was able to pull down the rebound. Pass on the inside. Damian Austin comes up with the basketball, and he'll kick it out. Trail three here for Schreiner, and Schreiner hit the front of the rim. It went high and in. Nice shooter's touch for Dakota Schreiner. He's hit 2 3-pointers here in the last couple of minutes, and Kearney High has the lead back 23-22. Back and in is number 23 here, Hagedorn. Hagedorn shoots over the top of Erickson, and Erickson couldn't do anything about it. It's up and in.
Beautiful move there by Hagedorn. Just took Erickson one-on-one, backed into him. with a right hand there. And then, like you said, nothing you could do there. Just a nice move there.
Well, you're giving up 8 inches. And he does a nice job of protecting the basketball. Schreiner has it. This time, Billy Opondo is not going to let him shoot that three-pointer. So they'll give it off here for Damian Austin. Austin gives it off on the right wing. With it is Erickson. Gives it back to Damian Austin near midcourt now. 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Kick into the corner. Three-pointer for Erickson. No good. Billy Opondo pulls down the rebound here for Norfolk, and they're going to kick it off on the right wing here for Reedy. Reedy drives, is able to pass it in underneath. Well, check that. That was Erickson that came up with the bucket. So a strong drive there for Norfolk, and they make it now 26-23. Schreiner has the ball knocked away by Billy Opondo. Now he'll restart his dribble. And he'll get the basketball back out here for Burchill. Burchill being double-teamed but works through it. Gives it to Erickson in the corner. Erickson's in a little trouble. Gives it to Burchill. Burchill open for the three. Back of the iron. Good look. Couldn't come up with it. Got his own rebound. Kicks it out to Schreiner. And Schreiner will stroke in a three-pointer. Tied at 26. Minute 39 to go. Second quarter. Bearcats hanging right with one of the better teams in the state, the Norfolk Panthers. They're rated, I think, number 2 or number 3, depending on which service you look at. And we got a foul that's away from the ball, and they pointed at Brady Johnson. So Johnson commits the foul. And we'll see who they put to the free throw line. That's going to be number 30, Corey Reistman. So Reistman will have a 1-1, 8 fouls against Kearney High, 2 have been whistled against Norfolk so far. And again, Norfolk does a nice job not committing fouls because they use their height. They don't really feel like they got to block every shot. They understand that they don't need to leave the ground a lot of times, and that really helps them not commit fouls. Free throws up and good for Reistman, so that'll earn him the second free throw here.
A lot of times when you're big and tall like that, you just got to get your hands up and just alter the shot. You don't have to go for the foul, risk getting a foul. Sometimes all you got to do is alter the shot.
They're smart enough to understand that. Free throw is no good. Rebounded by Arp. Arp and Mishu checked in a little bit ago. Long outlet pass to get it to Mishu. Mishu jump stop, kicks it out. Schreiner for three. He's been hot. That one's a little bit short. Rebound taken out of there by Reistman. And now the Panthers are on the run. With it is Hagedorn. Hagedorn has it knocked loose. Mishu comes up with the basketball. And now Mishu will kick it up ahead. It's off the hands of Burchill. Burchill will keep his dribble going. We're in the final minute of the first half. Off of a screen, Schreiner. And Schreiner thought about shooting over the top of Billy Opondo, but instead he'll give the ball back out here for Damian Austin. I think if Schreiner would have hit that last three-pointer, he would have shot that one. He's got the ball right now on that left side. Billy Opondo is staying with him. And looking for that backdoor cut. It's tipped around. Burchill gets it back. Norfolk was ready for that. They were trying to backdoor cut it with Damian Austin. Austin, all he could do is tip it out and keep the ball alive. Schreiner works around the perimeter. Gives it back out for Damian Austin. Austin now being picked up man-to-man here by Lane McCollum. And McCollum is faked out of a move that Damian Austin made and ends up running over Austin's back. So that'll be the third foul of the first half here on Norfolk. They lead at 27-26, 24.5 to go. Burchill's going to come out of the game. Peyton Pocock checking in. This is kind of an offensive substitution here because Pocock, a little bit better three-point shooter than what Burchill is. So Damian Austin will get the inbounds. 18 seconds to go. Token pressure being put on here by McCollum. Damian Austin still has the dribble. They're clearing things out. He's going to drive. Gets body contact. The bucket and the foul. Reistman hit him with the body. And now a chance for a three-point play for Damian Austin. He's just given Kearney a one-point lead, 28-27. 8.5 seconds to go here before halftime.
Nice job there by Austin. You know, you kind of knew if you know Norfolk, he was going to get the ball. He did a nice job crossing over, going left to right. Drew the body contact, got the bucket to fall, so a chance to extend this lead to 2 now. Damian Austin at the free throw line.
Kearney does not have any rebounders down there, so Damian Austin, the free throw is up and good. He finishes a three-point play. Bearcats lead it by 2. 8.5 to go. Billy Opondo, 5 seconds left. Billy Opondo gets it on the baseline. Schreiner right there. Villapando will put up the three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Carney High at the buzzer. And the Bearcats will head to the locker room with the lead. It's 29-27, good guys, as Carney High has the lead over Norfolk. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. Game number 7 today, and so far one of the better ones been played here on this floor today. It's Carney High with a 29-27 lead over Norfolk. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. You may have heard in the background that the Dance Cats performing here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. And again, Carney High, not exactly using the home court advantage. This is a home game for them, but here on a neutral site, they are playing with a lot of energy, and they lead it 29-27 here at halftime. And to take a look at some of the halftime numbers is Jeff Fable.
Thanks, Randy. 29-27 on the scoreboard. If you look at the field goals, both teams 12 of 27, so they both shot the exact same. Two-point field goals, though, Norfolk was 11 of 20. Carney High just 9 of 18, so Carney High did shoot 50% from two-point field goal range. The difference there would be in the three-point range. Carney High shot 33%, 3 of 9. Schreiner with two of those. Norfolk was 1 of 7 from the free throw line. They both were made two free throws. Norfolk just 2 of 7 from the line. The Bearcats, 2 of 3. Rebounding-wise, Norfolk holds the edge by 4 there, 19-15. Both teams had 4 offensive rebounds in the game, a couple blocks for each team as well. And just 3 turnovers for the Panthers and 2 for the Bearcats. So a pretty good game. Evenly matched box scores so far for both teams, just a 2-point game. And the difference is a 3-pointer from Schreiner in this one so far. Damian Austin has 8 points. Schreiner does have 9. He leads the scores. Damian Austin with 8. David Erickson with 6. Peyton Pocock with 2. And Brady Johnson with 2 as well. Brian Arp, the big man inside, has got 2 as well. If we look at the rebounding statistics, Randy, Erickson and Arp with 4. Damian Austin, Brady Johnson with 2. And Brian Burchell got 1 as well. Teams... let's go over to Norfolk now real quick.
I would just say real quick that when it comes to rebounding for Carney High, it's going to have to be all hands on deck, because when they spot as much size as they do to Norfolk, they're all going to really have to crash the basket.
Yeah, and Norfolk's done a pretty good job of rebounding themselves using that link. Logan Strom right now leads it with 6 rebounds for him. Tyler Hagedorn with 5 rebounds. Corey Reistman with 3. Brandon Villapando with 2. And a couple... single rebounds for Fulberth and Medell. If we look at points, Tyler Hagedorn leads the way with 9. Logan Strom, 6 big points for him. Corey Reistman with 3. Brandon Villapano with 3. Lane McCollum with 2. And Taylor Reedy with 2. So both teams spreading the scoring out a little bit. Schreiner and Austin lead the way for the Bearcats, while Hagedorn and Strom lead the way for the Panthers. Very, very even box scores. And that's why we're very, very even on the scoreboard. Only a 2-point differential, a 2-point lead for the Bearcats.
I'll say this. By the time Logan Strom gets done playing basketball for Norfolk,
just a freshman,
Bearcats are going to be really sick of looking at him, because they run the offense through him a lot down on that low block and then try to kick it out. And Norfolk using that size advantage, and they really do that inside-out kind of game where Strom probably gets 80% of all offensive possessions, he'll touch the ball at least once inside the paint.
Yeah, and they're doing a nice job on the baseline with these, I would call them NBA baskets, to where it's not hanging from a roof. And so sometimes your depth perception might be a little off underneath. We've seen some teams struggling with that tonight, but not Strom. Strom's been able to get his 6 points via that inside look. And when they take away the baseline, when the Bearcats do that, he does a nice job of finding his guys on the perimeter. And the other Bearcats have been, those Panthers have been doing a nice job of hitting the buckets. Not quite enough, though. They are down by two to Kearney High here at halftime.
Yeah, and for the Bearcats, they're doing what they need to do, and they need to hit some outside shots because they're not going to have a lot of success, posting up this taller, bigger team.
You saw him try to go inside to Brian Harper a few times, and it worked again, but you got to do that sparingly, because if you do, Norfolk's going to use their length and use it against them. And a nice job, we talked about it earlier, using their length. The stat that really stuck out to me, only four team fouls for Norfolk, and they picked up two of them pretty late in that second half. So good job of Norfolk staying out of foul trouble. I don't think one of their players has two fouls. So Kearney Bearcats,
they spread them out a little bit. And Pocock has a couple. So there's a little, not really trouble so much, but something to at least be aware of as we start the second half here. Kearney High with a 29-27 lead at intermission. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back to Grand Island right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. It is 29-27, Kearney High with the lead here in the basketball game. And I'm going to go through the scores that we have for you so far today, beginning bright and early, 9 o'clock this morning. Overton with the win over Sutton, 41-38. And it was High Plains in the second game of the day over Freeman, 52-42. Comfortable win for Elkhorn South over Grand Island Senior High, 64-46. Newman over Northwest, 70-35. And in one of the better games of the day, 55-50, come from behind win here for Donovan Trumbull as they pick up the win. And then Southern Valley over Grand Island Central Catholic, a final of 48-38 here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. And at halftime, our score, 29-27, Kearney High with the lead over Norfolk. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with the third quarter. We'll return back here to the Heartland Event Center right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Events Center as coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, a presenting sponsor. Don't forget DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, BMWs, Chevrolets, Cadillacs, GMC, Hyundais, and Hallmark trailers, located at Stolly Park Road at Southwest Road in Grand Island. Don't forget their service, repair, and body shop as well. It's DinsdaleAuto.com. Kearney High has a little spring in their step right now, leading at 29-27.
Just going to make a comment on my trips back between Grand Island and Amherst tonight. I drove by Tom Denzel Automotive today a couple times. Friendly step out there waiting to go. But, yes, Kearney High is definitely – you got to be happy to be in the lead here for sure. Norfolk's big guys getting their due, but Kearney High playing up to the Norfolk level, up by two now.
Well, again, they've been playing some pretty good basketball as well. Damien Austin will get the inbounds here as the possession arrow points to the Cats as they'll bring it in the offensive zone. Erickson's going to give it to Arp, top of the circle, past the three-point line, and he'll give it for Dakota Schreiner, who starts the half by draining the three. He comes out, catches, pivots, shoots, and scores. Bearcats now with a five-point lead. Entry pass on the inside, and Logan Strom lost the basketball. Arp couldn't quite make the steal, but got it in such a way that Strom could not handle the ball, and Strom turns it over. So 32-27, five-point lead here for the Kearney High, and they've got a chance to add to it. Arp on the baseline, works around the perimeter. Damien Austin off of a screen, gives it to Schreiner. Kicked for Pocock. He's got it between the circles. Back for here for Schreiner. Schreiner now for Erickson. Erickson's going to lob it inside for Arp on the baseline. Arp, reverse layup, good. Didn't even use the iron, but he was only about a foot away from the rim when he was able to roll that off of his fingertips and in. 7-point Kearney High lead, 34-27. On the baseline, driving is Medell, and Medell will score. So Medell with a nice little drive here. And now Damien Austin tries to answer back. A little bit too strong. Hagedorn pulls down the rebound. Ball knocked loose by Erickson. Erickson trying to come up with it. Gives it for Damien Austin. Norfolk is back now defensively after Kearney forces the turnover. But a trail three is hit by Dakota Schreiner. So Schreiner strokes in the three, and Kearney High leads at 37-29. Hagedorn will slow it down, enters it inside. There's a bucket and a foul as they got it inside to, well, you know who, Logan Strom. And Strom is fouled by Arp, and we'll see if he can finish a three-point play.
Schreiner doing a great job, Randy, so far. 15 now through this game. Kearney High with a big six-point lead. Strom will try to cut into it here.
Strom with 6 points in the game so far will try to add his seventh from the free throw line. And he takes his time at that line and will stroke in the free throw. 37-32. And by the way, the foul was not called on Arp. It was called instead on Damien Austin as he collapsed down. That's the first foul on Austin. Arp now has it in the lane. He's going to drive. Has it knocked away by Billy Opondo, who came in underneath with a little bit of help defense. He was the last to touch it. And they'll move the handles for the dust mop here. Pocock will now be handed the basketball by the official and will inbound on the baseline here for Kearney High. Off the screen, they give it to Schreiner. Schreiner, a little ball fake, but he'll dribble out and give it top of the circle here for Damien Austin. Austin throws it inside. Dakota Schreiner almost had the ball stolen away from him, but he was able to hustle, get it back. Flip now to Schreiner. He's going to kick out for Pocock, but it's going to be intercepted instead here by Reedy. Reedy's going to drive, kick out for Billy Opondo on the baseline. Back out here for Reedy. After the turnover, pass on the inside is going to be deflected here by Damien Austin. And Austin will knock the ball out of bounds. So Norfolk will inbound underneath their own hoop. Stefan Medell will toss the ball in here for Norfolk. And it's in the lane here for Reedy. Nice touch there by Medell on the inbounds. Driving here is going to be Villiapondo, and Villiapondo with the bucket. So Villiapondo, just a sophomore, Strom only a freshman. You know, they're going to be pretty good next year. The drive here by Damien Austin flips it high off the glass, and Kearney High with a five-point lead again. 39-34, nice touch there by Austin.
Yeah, well, Austin now into double figures, get 10 points on the game.
And just seems like whenever they need a little spark, he's able to provide it. Villiapondo will give it off left side here for Strom. Strom now will dribble into the lane, take it off glass, and will score. That's pretty good feat for the freshman, Logan Strom. Schreiner, a little ball fake, will step up a long two, had his toes on the line. A little bit strong there, and Villiapondo pulls down the rebound. Here comes Norfolk on the run. A little handoff in underneath, and a near dunk for Tyler Hagedorn. Not quite. a near dunk. Layups, and he lays it up and in.
Layups are worth just as much as dunks, so he made the safe play there, just got the two.
Surprised the Rowdies for Kearney High aren't doing the you can't dunk chant, though. 39-38. If it's played at their home court, I guarantee you, that's what we'd be hearing right now. Kick out here for Damian Austin. Nice entry inside for Erickson. Erickson will pull the trigger, and he'll rattle it home. About 13 feet away as he was in the lane. And Kearney High has led throughout the second half here. Driving is going to be Hagedorn. Hagedorn floats, and it'll be a one-point ball game as he rolls it in. Midway through the third quarter, it's 41-40. Damian Austin will now get it to Schreiner. Back to Austin. He's got it between the circles. They get it to the free throw line for Erickson, and they just kind of a little triangle between those three. And they'll kick out here for Damian Austin. Back inside for Erickson. Erickson rattles it. In and out, no good, and Strom pulls down the rebound. Villiapondo will start the offense, gives right side here for Hagedorn. Hagedorn being harassed there by Erickson, not closely guarded. They'll give it for Strom. Strom backing in against Arp. Arp with great position there, but a backdoor cut and a flip over the shoulder. Shot won't fall for Hagedorn, and then an offensive rebound bucket good by Medell. And Kearney High is going to call a timeout. Norfolk has just taken the lead back, 42-41, 3:18 to go in the third. Timeout Bearcats. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
So Kearney High right now has given up the lead for the first time in the second half. Norfolk with a 42-41 advantage. And again, you know, you call the timeout to kind of stem the tide a little bit. Bearcats still have three timeouts left down the stretch here. And Dakota Schreiner fakes the three-pointer, gives it back to Damian Austin. Austin looking inside from issue, bad pass, and it's going to be stolen away, but a bad pass by Norfolk, and Dakota Schreiner comes up with it. And Austin trying to get the rebound and the tip. He went over the back. I said Austin. Austin Mishu. Got to be specific here. Yeah. First names are last names. Last names are first names. And Mishu is called for the foul. So in the offensive zone, here is Hagedorn. He'll penetrate a little bit. Ball fake as he kicked it out here for McCollum. And the shot's up and good. So here in transition, the three-pointer for Pocock. It's no good. Johnson trying to come up with the rebound. It's knocked out of his hands by Stefan Medell, and so Kearney will maintain the possession here. Birchall will come back into the ball game, and Dakota Schreiner will have a seat with 2:37 to go. And Norfolk, they've got a pretty deep bench. They're going to bring Lane McCollum and Corey Reisman back into the game. And Birchall will slap the basketball, inbounded on the baseline here. And Brian Birchall's long pass is going to be picked up in the backcourt here by Damian Austin. And Austin will get it to Pocock. Back to Damian Austin. Austin, top of the key, will fire a three, a little bit short. And high for the rebound is Lane McCollum for Norfolk. And he'll bring it in the offensive zone himself. He'll kick it back out here, top of the circle for Hagedorn. Right wing off of a screen, three-pointer by Villiapondo. And he'll stroke in the three. Norfolk now has a six-point lead, 47-41. Kearney led by as many as seven here in the third quarter, and now they trail by six. Austin between circles, and Damian Austin will now give it off for Birchall. Birchall, a little ball fake, now gives it for Damian Austin again. Austin works against Villiapondo, spins, shoots, and will head to the line. I think the help defense by Corey Reisman is going to be the foul, and it is. So Reisman is called for the foul.
Just talked about when Kearney High needed something, they usually go to Austin. Austin attacked that 3-2 zone, wasn't able to get the bucket, but he does get to the line trying to chip away at that Norfolk lead right here.
It is nice when your point guard can do as many offensive things as Damian Austin can do, because he always has the ball in his hands and he can make something happen. His free throw here, though, is a little bit short, So it still remains a six-point deficit for Kearney High with a minute 49 to go in the third. 47-41. Second free throw a little bit strong, and it's rebounded by Hagedorn. So Hagedorn will bring it across. So a couple of opportunities there for Damian Austin. And Austin, usually a pretty good free throw shooter, struggled there a little bit. He's a 77% free throw shooter, but here he makes the steal. He'll steal it, lay it up, and score. So again, he still finds a way to kind of create a little spark here for the Bearcats. Reedy's got it on that left side. Kearney right now going with the zone. As on the left wing, Hagedorn has it. He'll skip it across the court. Kick backed out here for McCallum. McCallum gave it away, gets it back, gives it now on the right wing here for Reedy. Reedy's on the baseline, and again, they're just passing around the perimeter. Finally, they work it inside here for Reisman. They'll kick it out for Villiapondo. Villiapondo, nice pass in the lane, and it's going to be a layup here for Taylor Reedy. He bounced it in the lane, just outside of the lane, and then Reedy was able to take it on the baseline and score. Long pass here for Damian Austin. Finds Birchall open for the three, and he hits the three. From one court to the other. And a nice cross-court pass for Damian Austin to set up Birchall, and Birchall drains the three. Three-point ball game, 35 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter, and Norfolk is backing out to near midcourt. They're going to work the clock for the final shot of quarter number three here. They still have 25 seconds left, and just a game of catch going on right now between McCollum and Villiapondo. Villiapondo right now is in the center jump circle with the ball. 12 seconds to go. Now he'll start his dribble. Gives it left wing here for McCollum. McCollum will cycle through after kicking into the corner. Villiapondo's got the ball back. He'll give it off on the right side. Here's a three-pointer for McCollum. McCollum a little bit short with it. And the rebound for Norfolk and the block by Austin Mishew at the buzzer. It actually came after the buzzer, but Norfolk could not score on that possession, so they have to be content with a 49-46 lead as we start the fourth quarter. Kearney High hanging in there, and we'll have that fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Norfolk will have possession of a three-point lead and the basketball as we start the fourth quarter. They get it in for Medell. Medell has used up his dribble, and Erickson is right there with him, and they'll get it back out here for Strom. Strom gives it inside, and there is a whistle, and I think Schreiner is going to be called for a foul here. The discussion is whether or not it was before or after the shot. It is before the shot, so the block by Derek Schreiner basically takes a bucket off the board here for Norfolk. So the Panthers will inbound it, and Medell will get it in the lane momentarily. Kicked out now for Villiapondo, and at the elbow, Corey Reeder will hit the shot. They got on that baseline, and Taylor Reedy able to stroke it in right from the free throw line. Here's a three-pointer for Schreiner, and it's up and good. Schreiner strokes into three, and it's now 51-49. Kearney High down by two. Villiapondo in the offensive zone. Hagedorn works it around the perimeter. Kearney High doing a little zone here. They're trying to trap if they get the ball off on that wing. And on the wing, Medell has it, but they swing it around very, very quickly. Hagedorn, well behind the three-point arc, will help work it inside. Back it in is Reedy. Reedy, turnaround jumper, good. Nice little spin move there as the ball hung on the rim, and it rolls in. Damian Austin's going to drive, kick it out. Schreiner for three, short, tipped out. And it's going to be Pocock who picks it up near midcourt. So Pocock with an offensive rebound that was tipped out of there by Arp. And Schreiner will give it off for Damian Austin. Austin for Pocock. Pocock can't shoot over the much taller Tyler Hagedorn. He's given up about 8 inches there. And now a three-pointer for Schreiner. Just a little bit long. And Taylor Reedy will pull it down for Norfolk. So Hagedorn has it. They'll get it in the corner. They're going to fire a three. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Erickson. So that three would not fall there for Hagedorn. And now Damian Austin, a little jump stop, kicks out for Pocock. Around the perimeter, Schreiner was open momentarily, but he'll give it for Damian Austin. Austin fakes the shot, and now they're going to set up the real half-court offense. Kind of a secondary break there for Kearney High. And now they'll set up the half-court offense with 6 minutes to go in the ball game. 53-49, Norfolk with the lead. Pocock has it on the left wing. Right there in his grill is Stefan Medel. He backs out and is able to get the ball off for Damian Austin. Austin's pass intended for Arp is intercepted. Nice hands there by Taylor Reedy as he got that 6-3 frame in there and was able to make the catch. Hagedorn has it. Gets it at the free throw line here for Reedy. Pass inside. Jumper no good. Rebounded by Damian Austin. Here comes Kearney High. Austin leading the break. Going to lay it up and in. Never really shut him off, so Damian Austin took it all the way into the rack, and we've got a two-point ball game. Medel will hit it back to Hagedorn. Hagedorn gets it at the elbow, right side. Now ball fake, kicking it out is going to be Medel, and the pass deflected by Schreiner and out of bounds. Trying to make that long pass to Villiapondo, and Schreiner was able to tip it out of there. Birchall coming in here for Kearney High. He'll give it a little breather here for Pocock. 5:16 to go. 53-51, Norfolk with the lead. Kearney led for about the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. And after taking the lead, Norfolk has not relinquished it. Medel will give it to Villiapondo. Back to Medel. He'll give it off on that left side for Hagedorn. He'll fire a long three and hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Turns the net inside out. Norfolk leads at 56-51 with 4:58 to go and a timeout here for the Panthers. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Welcome back here to Grand Island's Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic, where Norfolk right now, after hitting a three-pointer, has a 56-51 lead with 4:58 to go. And today's broadcast of the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic being brought to you by Home Federal Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank member, FDIC. Damian Austin brings across the timeline as we're inside of 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Austin will kick it top of the circle here for Schreiner. Schreiner gets it at the elbow. Nice job there by Erickson as he fumbled it a little bit, knew that he was going to have to get rid of it, and kicked it right back out for Schreiner. Schreiner will give it off for Erickson on the right wing. And the drive here by Damian Austin. Floater, no good. Up high for the rebound is Riley Tatum, a 6'9 junior. Doesn't play a whole lot at 6'9. That gives you an idea of the size that Norfolk has. Kick out here for Medel. Medel will give it off on the left wing here for Lane McCollum, and they'll work it back around the perimeter, top of the circle, Hagedorn. Hagedorn up by five, will take it to the free throw line. His jumper's no good. Rebound into the hands here of Brian Birchall, and Birchall will bring in the offensive zone. 2-3 zone right now for Norfolk. And on the left wing, it's going to be Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner thought about shooting a three, but instead he'll get the ball back out for Damian Austin, who gives it in the lane to Erickson. Back around now, Schreiner, ball fake. Gives it back out for Damian Austin. He's open for three. Good look, but off the left of the iron. And Strom pulls down the rebound. And Norfolk, with a five-point lead, will now call timeout when they bring it in the offensive zone with 3:38 to go. It's 51-56. Norfolk with a five-point lead and the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
So a lot of things going no folks' way right now. They lead at 56-51, and one of the downsides is they're a pretty good free throw shooting team too, and they can really milk the clock with that size. They can just keep the ball above you. And we'll see whether or not that's the strategy just yet. Inbounded to Villiapondo, who will get the ball back out here for Hagedorn. They can take the air out of the ball with the best of them. Villiapondo on the dribble will kick it off in the left side here for Strom. Strom now will work into the lane, lost the ball, and he's got to kick it out. Otherwise, he's going to get a three-second violation, and he's able to find Hagedorn, gets out of the lane, and now they'll give it off on the right side here for Strom. Strom will now get it after he gave it away. He'll drive in with that left hand and will score. So nice little drive there by Logan Strom, and Strom now has 11 points in the game. Lee Schreiner, leading scorer for Kearney High, with 17, and it's been a while since he's had an open look at the basket. Damian Austin on the dribble, jump stop, takes the shot off glass. It won't fall, but he's heading to the line. A great drive there using his quickness is Damian Austin. And you know what? Damian Austin at 5'8", and I think they fudged that a little bit. I'm not even sure he's 5'8", because you look at him standing next to Tyler Hagedorn, and you just realize, wow, what a difference a foot makes between two humans. The free throw here for Damian Austin is up and good. The foul was on Brandon Villiapondo, who's only 4 inches taller than Damian Austin. It's about the nearest gap that he has between any of the Norfolk players that are out there. Tall and athletic is usually pretty good in this game. Second free throw up and good for Damian Austin. So he makes both free throws. Kearney now will try to pressure the basketball. Hagedorn with the dribble. Austin Mischu will pressure him. Long pass up ahead here for Taylor Reedy. Reedy now will cycle through, and they'll kick into the corner here for Logan Strom. Strom being harassed there by Arp will throw it top of the circle for Lane McCollum. That's a nice catch by McCollum. As McCollum now will drive, dump it, a left side layup, Taylor Reedy. That's a great pass by Strom, knowing that Reedy was going to be there, and that was a nice no look. And Norfolk now leads by 7, 60-53. 2:15 to go in the ball game. Bearcats need a bucket. Coach Steinbrook understands that, so he calls a timeout here with 2:13 to go. It's Norfolk 60, Kearney High 53. Bearcats will inbound the ball in front of their own bench. When we come back after this timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic. And don't forget, it's presented in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles. BMWs, Chevrolets, Cadillacs, GMC, Hyundai, and even Hallmark trailers. Located at Solly Park Road at South Webb Road in Grand Island. They also have a service repair and full body shop at Tom Dinsdale Automotive. Check them out at DinsdaleAuto.com. Inbounded here for Damian Austin. Pocock tosses it in. They'll give it now to Birchall on the left side. Arp has it. Gives it off here for Damian Austin. And now on the baseline, three-pointer for Dakota Schreiner. It is a little bit too strong. And Tyler Hagedorn pulls down the rebound, and he'll give it off for Villiapondo. Bearcats wanted Schreiner with his 17 points to take the three-pointer. They got a pretty good look, but it was just off the back of the iron. Driving here was going to be Hagedorn. Now Hagedorn will slow down, dumping in underneath off of one Panther, then picked up by another. Reedy has it, and we got a whistle as timeout being called here by the Panthers. Exactly 100 seconds to go in the ball game as Norfolk leads it 60-53. Timeout Panthers brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Boone to Boland and Central 3. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Well, Norfolk with the timeout. We'll see what Ben Reese has in mind. I wouldn't even be surprised with their size if they try to get a quick bucket here. If they don't pass it inside in the first 5 seconds, the plan, I think, is going to be to work some time off the clock.
Yeah, a minute 40 to go. That's probably the strategy. Of course, if you can get the easy two off the inbounds play, you've got about a handful of plays you could use here.
They inbound on the baseline, and they work it around the perimeter. They get it to Hagedorn, and then Hagedorn is fouled. Yeah, that was not a let's try to score here real quick. That was let's make sure we get one of our free throw shooters the ball kind of look. But it's going to be a while before they get to that free throw line because that's only the fourth team foul called on Kearney High. It was a reach on Erickson, so that's now four for him. And Arp's going to come out of the ball game. Mishu is going to check in. And Mishu will body up Tyler Hagedorn, who is 6'8", and Austin Mishu is 6'2". In the corner, double team over there, Schreiner and Birchall double teaming it. They're going to give the foul to Birchall. That's his first. Now five against Kearney High. We're going to do this a couple more times before a 1-1 coming up here for Norfolk. The mayor who gets the inbounds here for the Panthers, and they're being pressured a little bit, so they have to call a timeout. Timeout for the Panthers. They're facing a little bit of pressure, so they call the timeout. They lead at 60-53, minute 32 to go. They'll inbound the ball when we come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Let's give you a quick little game reset. This timeout right now being brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Both teams still have timeouts left. Kearney has two timeouts left. Norfolk has one. And the Bearcats have now put Norfolk in the bonus. So if they commit a foul, no, check that. They still have one more foul to give. And Norfolk can be pretty aggressive defensively. They've only committed two team fouls here in the second half.
Yeah, only four in the first half, so they've only had six total fouls for the game. That wouldn't even be enough to put them in the bonus.
Yeah, if you counted for the entire game. The inbounds pass is knocked away by Mishu.
Kearney High doing a nice job not letting Norfolk get it in. Made him waste time out there. Nice job by Mishu, just getting his hands up.
Well, you get a steal here. I mean, it's still going to make it pretty interesting. The inbounds pass to Hagedorn, and Hagedorn then is going to be fouled. And that's now six against the Bearcats. So now, whoever you foul here will have a 1-1. And they don't make any substitutions, so they're happy with the free throw shooters that they got on the floor, as Reedy now will make the long pass. Mishu nearly was able to tip it away, but coming up with it is Hagedorn, and Hagedorn's going to be fouled. I don't know if that was Birchall or Mishu. They were both there. It's going to be Birchall. And Kearney High is going to make a couple of substitutions. Trevor Liebarger into the ball game, and Pocock will come back in. Mishu and Erickson coming out. And again, they wanted the ball in the hands of Tyler Hagedorn, the 6'8 shooting guard. And he's at the free throw line. And the free throw here is short. Rebounded by Pocock. He'll give it to Birchall. Gives it for Damian Austin. In the corner, Liebarger. That's why he's here. Those threes off the mark, no good. Rebound in the hands of Damian Austin. He'll give it for Birchall. Birchall's going to drive. Birchall's going to take it off glass. Gets the bucket and the foul. What a nice drive by Brian Burchill, and that'll stop the clock with your score, Norfolk 60, Kearney 55, and a chance for a three-point play here for Burchill.
Just the momentum you needed right there if you're the Bearcats.
Well, even better than hitting a three-pointer is a three-point play because it stops the clock and allows you to put your press on.
Big free throw coming up here.
Mishu checks back into the ballgame here for Kearney High. And the free throw is up, back the iron and no good. Up high for the rebound is going to be Hagedorn. Hagedorn gets it up ahead here for Strom to Villiapondo across the timeline to Lane McCollum, and now it's McCollum, the freshman, who is going to be heading to the free throw line. And again, Norfolk substituted. I'm pretty sure they know who the good free throw shooters on their team. And they put McCollum in the game at this juncture. It's now 60 to 55. And the front end of a 1-and-1 here for Lane McCollum. Minute to go, and the free throw is good. He'll get high fives all around. McCollum looks very small out there in the Norfolk sideline. He's only 6'2". Second free throw is up and good. Damien Austin in the offensive zone gives it for Schreiner. Schreiner works it back around the perimeter. Little snap pass here by Liebarger. Liebarger will give it to Damien Austin. He'll drive, he'll flip, he'll score, and a timeout for Kearney High. 48 seconds to go, two-possession game. Norfolk 62, Kearney High 57. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, Kearney is still going to have to force a turnover. They're still going to have to make a defensive play. Or Norfolk is going to have to shoot themselves in the foot by not shooting free throws. Kearney, when they commit their next foul here, will set up a 1-and-1. So that might make it a little bit easier for Kearney to get a break here. But they're going to have to make something happen. There's going to have to be an empty offensive possession coming up here for Norfolk. They can run the baseline as Kearney will go full court pressure here as Taylor Reedy is going to inbound it. Mishu will pressure him. And they get the basketball into the hands of Hagedorn, and I'm just kind of laughing. Hagedorn got the inbounds, and the guy that was bodying him up, who was bodying up 6'8 Tyler Hagedorn? Well, a pretty tough kid in Dakota Schreiner, who's 5'11. I mean, when you give up 9 inches, just throw the ball up high. You're probably going to get it. And again, Hagedorn is who they want the ball in the hands of. So he's at the free throw line for the front end of a 1-and-1. 62-57. And his free throw is no good. Schreiner will snag the rebound. Gives it up ahead on the run, Damien Austin. Austin will drive, flip into the corner. Three-pointer for Burchill. Off the mark, no good. Rebound by Strom. And Strom will give it out to Villiapondo. But before he could pass it away, the foul will send Logan Strom to the free throw line. I'll tell you what, Burchill was shooting right at me because we're on the baseline here, and I thought that was in.
That's about as good a look as you could get. You got exactly what you needed. A Norfolk to miss the front end there. Just couldn't quite capitalize there. Going to need some more help from Norfolk here.
And there's going to be two free throws coming up on the other end of the court. Bending the knees, firing the free throw with Strom, and he'll make the first of two. And it's 63-57 with 34.7 to go. By the way, Kearney has one timeout left. Second free throw by Strom. Up and good. He rattles it in. He used the whole rim on that one. And they have lots of fouls to give, does Norfolk. And that is the, I kind of played the ball, foul by Taylor Reedy to take some time off the clock because that's only now four fouls against Norfolk. They have a couple more fouls to give and will be able to milk the clock just a little bit by committing those fouls. See, rebounded, brought in here for Burchill. Burchill will give it to Damien Austin. Austin on the drive and knocking the ball away, but committing the foul is Taylor Reedy. And again, Reedy, being a senior, understands the situation. That 10 seconds was worked off, and Kearney still does not have a shot off on this possession. And again, that's now five team fouls on the Panthers. Ball thrown in the backcourt for Damian Austin. Austin on the run, flips it off here for Pocock. Austin on the baseline, will spin, will float, take it off glass and score. Kearney will use their final timeout here, trailing it 64-59 with 17.2 seconds to go in the ball game. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back for the final 17.2. Norfolk leading at 64-59. Panthers will have the ball, and we come back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here. Norfolk in command here. They lead by five with 17.5 to go, I guess, in command, because game has been in doubt pretty much the entire time, and that's credit to Kearney High because they really put up a great fight against Norfolk, who's only lost two games all year. They are 18-2 on the season. They can run the baseline if they need to. Villiapondo gets the inbounds. They'll get it out here for Hagedorn, and it's Hagedorn that's going to be fouled by either Schreiner or Austin Mischu. They both collapsed on the ball there. Now be on Schreiner. That's three on him. And again, Hagedorn will shoot two more free throws here. And Norfolk has not shot themselves in the foot at the free throw line. They've done a fine job at the line keeping their distance away from Kearney High. Free throws up and good for Hagedorn. 6-point game right now. Again, Kearney does not have any timeouts left, and in high school, the clock will run after a made basket. So that will shorten the game down a little bit as well. Free throw up and good for Hagedorn. It's a three-possession game with 13 seconds to go. Damian Austin is on the drive. He'll kick it out for Schreiner, who will fire a three off the iron. No good. Austin tracks it down in the corner, and he'll step back. He'll fire a three. He hits it, and that will be your final score. The three-pointer with 2 seconds left. Norfolk does not have to inbound the basketball, and your final. It's Norfolk 66 and Kearney 62. Great effort here for the Bearcats, but it is a nice win for Norfolk 66-62. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to a Niccolo. It's not good.
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, Kearney High had the lead at halftime. They led for the first 4 minutes of the third quarter, and then a little spurt for Norfolk got them ahead in the game. And it was a four-point game, 5 points, 6 points, much of that stretch, but Kearney High could not overcome the hurdle. And Norfolk wins here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, a final of 66-62. Checking the numbers, here's our own Jeff Babel.
Thanks, Randy. Norfolk did come away with a four-point victory. They shot just a tad bit better than Kearney did tonight. 27-47 were the Panthers. Kearney Bearcats 24-50, so just shy of 50% there. The Bearcats did shoot better from the three-point land, 7 of 21. Dakota Schreiner was the main man from three-point land. Norfolk was only 3 of 11 from three-point land, but they didn't need to get there as often. Norfolk was 9 of 16 via the free throw line. The Bearcats got there 11 times and made seven of them. Rebounding-wise, Norfolk with the advantage there. No surprise there with all that tall length they had. They out-rebounded the Bearcats by nine. Panthers pulled down 30 themselves. A telling stat I thought was the team fouls. Norfolk really only had two for most of that second half, but they ended up with nine total in the game, a couple blocks for each team. Only five turnovers, so a pretty well-played game. This 66-62, a lot of points were scored, a decent shooting percentage, so a good game. Obviously, that's why it was a four-point game.
Yeah, and again, with the pressure that both teams put on the ball, for Norfolk to only commit five turnovers, that's pretty impressive.
Damian Austin led the Bearcats with 22 points to Curtis Schreiner, or excuse me, with 23 points to Curtis Schreiner with 17. David Erickson with 8. Brian Birchall with 5. Brian Arp with 5. Brian Arp was pretty limited by that size. Maybe they could have got the ball to him maybe a little bit more. They could have came all the way at the victory. Peyton Pocock with 2 and Brady Johnson with 2. Rebounding statistics for the Bearcats. They were led by Damian Austin and David Erickson with 5 apiece. Brian Arp pulled down 4 for the Bearcats. If we go look now at the Norfolk stats, Norfolk was led by their man in the middle. No surprise there. Tyler Hagedorn finished with 18. Logan Strom had a big game as well, Randy. 14 points for him. Taylor Reedy also found double digits. He finished with 10. Villapando with 8. McCollum with 6. Stephen Medell with 4. And Corey Riestam threw in a three-pointer as well. Rebounding-wise, nearly a double-double for Strom. He finished just short with 9. Tyler Hagedorn got 7. Villapano and Reisman pulled down 3 as well. So pretty good shooting by both teams. Norfolk just seemed to hit one or two more baskets, and that seemed to be the difference in the game. A four-point victory for the Panthers.
Bearcats had a nice win last night at Lincoln Southwest. Couldn't quite match up with Norfolk here today. And again, Norfolk now 19-2 on the season. Next up for Kearney High will be next Friday night. They'll be at Lincoln Southeast. That'll be a pretty good test, as Southeast is 15-4 on the season coming into the weekend. Once again, the final score in the game, it was Norfolk 66, Kearney High 62. And at halftime of our next game, we'll be talking with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach for Kearney High. Our next game, Denver East and Omaha Central. We're still about 22, 23 minutes away from the tip in that one. We're going to step away for about 15 minutes or so, and we'll be back with the pregame of Denver East and Omaha Central, the marquee matchup here in the Heartland Hoops Classic, game number 8, coming up right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. You've been listening to the MISCO Sports Post Game Show. MISCO Sports Incorporated been keeping you geared up for games for years. And